Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, The Power of Passion.
We all love to receive a letter from one we trust, no matter the form in which it comes. Paul began his letter to the people of Ephesus with a powerful reminder that in Christ we have been made one, and this call to become one with Christ is absolutely central to his whole message. Paul is passionate about the person of Jesus. In our broken and divided world, this letter is very timely as we hear its call for a change of heart, to have passion and peace. So let us listen now to today's reading, which is an extract from chapter 4 of this letter. Let God's Spirit keep your hearts united by living at peace. All of you are part of the same body. Christ has generously given gifts to all. As Scripture says, when he went up to the highest place, he gave gifts to people. Saying he went up means that Christ had been deep in the earth, where he filled the whole universe. Christ chose some to be apostles, some prophets, some missionaries, some teachers, so that his people would learn to serve and his body grow strong. This will continue until all are united in faith and understanding of the Son of God. Then, as all mature in Christ, they will become like him. Love always makes us speak the truth and become more like Christ, the head of the body. As it grows, it becomes strong because of the passion of love. And this is the word, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I was reading my four-year-old great-nephew, Lewis, a book called Brown Bear Barney by Dorothy Butler. Lewis was passionate about this story and knew how to persevere as he begged to hear it repeatedly. He could not get enough of it and wanted to listen over and over. Obviously, it touched the love and sense of belonging deep within him, yet he would not be aware of that. This is a story about a little boy and his bear, his passion, a constant companion who represents everything in life that is compelling, attractive, enticing, and hopeful. However, there is one disturbing feature which arises when the little boy's mother tells him he won't be able to take Bear to school when the time comes. Now, the little boy couldn't imagine life without Brown Bear Barney, so in many ways, his mother's comment did not faze him. He is so in touch with his passion, he simply states in a very convincing and peaceful way, "We'll see about that." The little boy has so identified with Barney, as I said, he can't imagine life without him. And Lewis, too, has taken up this similar position. The story has a very happy ending. On the final page, we see the little boy going off to school with Brown Bear Barney in his backpack. All things are possible for those who hope and have passion. Passion in all of us is such a mystery, and the beauty of this passion for a warm, cuddly, and vulnerable bear is so important in this age, especially when people, like the leaders of various countries, think they have to be powerful and tough with their emotions, utterly repressed, so as not to appear vulnerable. This story speaks to me about the reading we have just heard from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul, I am presuming we all know his story, is passionate about Jesus. And while he is a prisoner in Rome, he writes to the church of Ephesus, and indeed all churches, to tell them about his experience. Paul's experience of Christ was indeed a mystery. His life changed from persecuting the followers of Christ to preaching that Christ is God's love for us made visible, the one who calls us to unity and to vulnerability. He assures his listeners that there is a new order in which Christ is all, and we are invited into this oneness. In this new order, each person has been given their share of grace as given by Christ. No matter whether their gift is as an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, or preacher, together they make up the body of Christ. Today we would say, no matter whether parent, grandparent, sibling, or great aunt, what one's gift is, even if it's as tiny as a raindrop or vast as the ocean, we too are gifted to complement each other and thus form one body, one family, where all belong. All identify with Christ until they mature with the fullness of Christ himself. And Paul goes on to say that when we live by the truth and in love, we grow in all ways into Christ, who is the head and by whom the whole body is joined together. Speaking of himself and all of us as the body of Christ seems like a mystery, and it is. Like Paul, we will either deny or accept until some life-giving experience shows us the way of being strong and passionate in our weakness. Now, just as the little boys are passionate about brown bear Barney, we are gifted to be passionate about Jesus. Focused and grounded on him, we want to hear his story over and over again. As all of creation is one in Christ, whether trees, bears, plants and animals, human beings, Christ is the mystery, and we are one in him. We all belong. Like the little boy in the story Lewis listens to over and over, we as adults can experience that no matter how fractious and how hopeless life may seem, we can cry out in hope. We'll see about that. Christ, God's passion, became one of us, that we might be one in him, as we persevere in growing into the fullness of Christ. So let us reflect today on what our passion is and how it gives meaning to our lives. Amen.